Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida stations. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce. Of course, we are broadcasting out to the Genesis Communications stations along the network, and we thank them. That's GCN Live. And we're also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations around the country in some of the largest cities in America. Not to be forgotten about, we're also out there with some of the largest and leading independent stations around the country dropped in just for good measure. And now, we also broadcast on the Internet. We're streaming live there. You can hear us over there. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com or GCNLive.com, and you'll get it that way. And we're also on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for getting the job done, keeping America rolling along. That goes in particular for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there going coast to coast, border to border. Also, to our FedEx and our UPS drivers, and of course, our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail across the country, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America on Twitter. And, of course, as I said, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. We're streaming live over there right now. And, of course, our podcast is over there and a lot of other great things, too. Now, you can also hear our podcast on many of these stations that we're on right now, and on Amazon Music, on Spotify, on Player FM, on Radio Guana in India, where they have a live feed right now, and in Boomplay in Africa, same thing, they're listening to a live stream over there, and our Google podcast folks, our Odyssey, our iHeartRadio, and our Apple podcasts. So that takes care of the group. Now, moving right along, we're going to go to California, and we're going to pick up Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. So good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Well, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody listening.
Yes, and there's a lot of everybody's out there. We have an interesting night tonight. It's 83 degrees and mostly cloudy as we get ready to broadcast the program. So we're not alone. We got the clouds up there floating along, and who knows? We might see a UFO fly by, you know? You never know.
You never know. That's right.
Right. Now, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we accentuate those two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And we still have those same values out there today if you want to pay attention and follow along. Speaking of following along, wow, what a day and what an afternoon and what a night last night after the special counsel turned around and indicted the former President Donald Trump with four counts in the January 6th case.
Yes, very interesting. As we watched the news start to break earlier on Tuesday, I think the Trump campaign put out a statement saying that they expected it to happen very soon, and certainly right thereafter, the official word did come down. So here we go, Captain. This is the next in line for the indictments. There could be others coming, of course, in another case.
Georgia.
That's right, in Georgia. But what we have here, of course, again, is sort of a recitation of what President Trump talked about and said on January the 6th. Now, if it may have been inadvisable for him to go out and make such a speech, a lot of what he said from some of these different legal experts that we're listening to seemed to believe that a lot of, you know, his speech was protected. So it's interesting because in this indictment as well, they talk about what Trump believed and how we acted because of his beliefs and this kind of thing, just paraphrasing here. But it's going to be hard to prove in a court of law what he believed when he said what he said. So that's just for openers.
Well, the fact of the matter is you are right in what you said, that what the president said as president, the former president said as president at that rally on January the 6th cannot be held against him because he was saying what he believed. He could stand up there and lie all day long, and it still couldn't be held against him because that's the immunity that the president enjoys as president. Now, he did have some facts to back him up at the time. Whether they were accurate, totally accurate or not, we don't know. I know some of it wasn't and some of it was, but as far as him not being able to say what he did, that's just not true.
Well, and also in this indictment, they seem to also, pick and choose some of the quotes. And then they don't really continue the quote, which might have put it in a better context. So a lot of what we're seeing, of course, is what we've already heard on the news or what President Trump said on that day. And it's as if they're trying to take what was said and then sort of shoehorn it into some other kind of federal statute or law that they can try to, quote, get him on. Now, again, a lot of this is it's all going to come out in the trial, assuming that there is a trial at some point. And Trump is going to have an opportunity to defend himself. So we're going to see where this goes. But I think one of the big takeaways, Captain, is that there doesn't seem to be something brand new here that is earth-shattering that we haven't already heard.
Well, this is all going to come to a head, and the trial is going to start in the middle of the campaign season when they start voting in the primary. So that's what's going to happen. We'll see what happens. Right now, it has not affected Trump's popularity at all. And if you'll hold that thought, we'll be right back, folks, with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Wednesday morning. Hope you're having a good day wherever you're at.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Folks, Kyle Warren here. It's time to make your plan to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery in Bradenton. Join the Captain from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the first Thursday of each month. As always, you'll meet great people, have stimulating conversation, and of course, enjoy great food. That's Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery, located at 8000 Stone Harbor Loop in Bradenton, just east of I-75. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And we had a great time yesterday at Mission Barbecue up in Tampa, where we go every Tuesday on West Waters. And the gang was in rare form as they were once again doling out the day's issues. And always a great time, great conversation, and very stimulating conversation. Now, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and company. And you can go over to the website, MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's CAPTAIN is your promo code. And that'll get you all the discounted prices on any of the products you see that are there for sale. And basically, it's everything that's there, because he's got everything, including the kitchen sink, on sale right now at MyPillow.com. Now, not only can you get a great deal on the pillows, if that's what you want, you can also get a great deal on all the different sleepwear that's there, to include the mattresses and the sheets and the mattress toppers and the pet beds and the mice slippers, as well as so much more, too much more to mention here during this ad. You got to go look at it, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them, they have a 24/7 number where there's someone that will answer, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's the phone number. Promo code is CAPTAIN. And happy shopping from Mike Lindell and company at MyPillow.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, you know, Kyle, there's plenty to go around here with all of this stuff that we're getting from the special counsel and whatnot. But there was a statement made on Jack Smith's election interference, and it was made by the Make America Great Again PAC. You know what that is, right?
Okay, yeah.
They said, and it's just a short comment, so I'll mention it. They said, Jack Smith is the enforcer of the Biden crime family. The Bidens have made millions selling access to that to the Chinese Communist Party, Ukraine, and other foreign nations. Joe Biden has weaponized the Department of Justice to act as a shield to cover up his crimes and a sword to target his leading political opponent with lies. The good news is President Trump is undeterred and his unprecedented America First movement will carry him back into the White House, where he will dismantle the deep state and bring the Biden crime family to justice. Now, that, of course, is what his supporters want to hear. That's not what the deep state wants to hear. And I think they really fear what Donald Trump can do if he gets elected.
Well, I'm sure that they would if Donald Trump gets elected. Of course, there is a lot of time between now and November of 2024, and a lot can happen. So this campaign has to, A, move forward, B, the Trump campaign, Donald Trump personally, has to be able to go after these charges or have his day in court and so forth, and everything has to work just right in order to get to that point. But that being said, Captain, a lot of this stuff about the election tampering or election fraud and so forth, this all is going to come back up, assuming that there's a big trial about this, and Donald Trump is going to, of course, use that to his advantage. Basically, they may have different kind of subpoena power in terms of defending Donald Trump, but a lot of this has gone through the mill before. So again, each side's going to have to try to find something that's a very, very big deal at this point. But as a matter of fact, the January 6th panel says that the Trump indictment is building on the probe that it did. And so, you know, politics is completely at work here.
Well, Jonathan Turley, who's a legal professor we see a lot on television, appeared stunned yesterday by the Archer testimony, and he identifies the one question that now needs to be answered. What is that one question?
Well, I believe he's asking the key question now is, what did they, meaning the Bidens, those who paid the Bidens, get for their money? And he says we have to find those answers. And that's exactly right, because we hear about influence peddling, we hear about corrupt business from Ukraine and Russia and China. We know now about building the Biden brand. We know about the fact that, of course, he was the big guy who'd get on the phone, presumably. And by the way, Captain, I think it's very important to also point out that Joe Biden, you know, they're saying that Donald Trump lied and so forth about the election, but also, and I'm not just pointing a finger a different way because they're two separate things, but Joe Biden knowingly lied, from what we can tell, to the American people as a candidate and then as president, talking about the fact he didn't know what his son Hunter was up to. And now we just find out that they say, well, he wasn't really involved with it.
Okay. I don't know how much more involved he could be other than what we heard.
Right. Well, but again, it's the nuance factor. Okay, because before it was, no, he doesn't know. He never talks to Hunter about anything having to do with Hunter's business. But now he wasn't involved in the business, basically. So when Joe Biden, the candidate, said, I don't know anything, and as Joe Biden, the president, said, I don't know anything, well, it's demonstrable now that he did. He would have had to have known something.
And somebody on the trail is going to have to take that up and get him riled, because he will get riled, and he'll try to throw it back at Trump or something. But somebody out there needs to get this started and watch to see what Biden's reaction is going to be. I think he's going to come totally unglued.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, we've seen how he's turned on just, you know, attendees to a rally asking him a question about something, or also reporters as well. So there's that little switch that seems to go off with Joe Biden, and then all of a sudden he's just like a different person.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't want to get a hard question.
Now, I got a question here from Beth, and Beth is in Venice. And Beth is saying, who are the six unnamed co-conspirators that were named but not with their actual names. Do we have any idea? Well, my guess is going to be it's people that stood up there on January 6th and spoke at the podium.
Possibly. Unless and until their names are released, we can only speculate. But another aspect, too, of the January 6th indictment is that President Trump is likely going to argue as well that at every step of the way he was relying on advice of counsel, on information being given to him by other parties, and trying to synthesize all this information into what was going on. Especially in a court of law, in a trial, to say, well, my attorneys advised me to say this or to say that or to go this direction or that direction. Not necessarily that it would be illegal, but it may shed some light in his possible defense.
And we've got a question here from Jim. Jim is up in Valdosta. Jim is saying, well, if it's true that Trump can't be held responsible for what he said while he was president, it's obviously true that Biden is in the same boat, and whatever Biden said for the last several years that's been wrong, and we now know is a lie, can't be held against him. Well, Jim, I think you're right.
Well, what happened in Pennsylvania on Monday, I think that there was an election worker who was not going to be able to sue President Trump over any statements that he made sowing doubt about the 2020 election, because those were protected by what the judge, of course, referred to as presidential immunity.
Yeah, while he was the president.
Right, while he was the president.
But once you get out from behind the Oval Office and you're no longer the president, then you got to be careful what you say.
Well, that's right. And the judge in the case basically said that there may be other legal proceedings that might go around the idea of the propriety of his statements or other actions while he was president, but those weren't part of what this judge was examining in that particular case in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Now, we also need to keep our eyes on the polls and see what happens here, because the Democrats are betting that this is going to help them more than it's going to help Trump. But so far, none of it has really hurt Trump. Trump's support is still solid as a rock, and I believe it's going to stay that way at least a little while longer until we see what happens if he does, in fact, get indicted there in Georgia by that grand jury that's currently sitting and meeting as we speak. They started yesterday, and we'll see what happens.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if the American voters see all of these indictments, and they're all very serious. These aren't cakewalks, and they're not easy to just get out of for obvious reasons. But it'll be interesting to see if the voters think that it's overkill or if they start to think there's something there.
Well, I think the American voters realize that we're being snookered, and here we go. All right, hold that thought. The Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday Morning Edition rolls along. I'm going to have Kathy, the lovely Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We'll be right back.
USA News update. Former President Trump has been indicted in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot. Prosecutors say his efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election contributed to that riot. This marks the second time the Department of Justice has indicted Trump. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis invited Vice President Kamala Harris to Florida to set the record straight over the African-American curriculum controversy.
Now seen this Kamala Harris lie exposed about Florida's high school curriculum. She tried to demagogue something that had been done by a lot of black history scholars consistent with Florida law.
Harris, speaking in Orlando today, declined the invitation while continuing to criticize the curriculum. A new poll shows President Biden and former President Trump tied in a 2024 general election rematch. The New York Times Siena College poll shows both candidates receiving 43% of the support. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
And, of course, Jeff was there yesterday for our Have Lunch with the Captain series up in West Waters at Mission Barbecue. Always the life of the party, and he was having some stimulating conversation with some of the members at the table there, and we have our own little Captain's Army meeting when we get together, and he was certainly going at it. He'll also be over there Thursday at the Heritage Harbor event we're going to have. We'll be there for lunch on Thursday, so hopefully you can join us there at the Heritage Harbor Golf Club and Eatery right there off State Route 64. Very easy to find, I might add. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body to reduce inflammation over a period of time. Now, the pills that I take, the 4 capsules that are in an individual packet, they happen to have turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in them. I take that every morning with my breakfast because you're supposed to take it with the first meal of the day. And it helps to support my body's natural response to inflammation. Now, inflammation could be swelling, could be pain, could be both. And it goes to the source of the pain and either reduces or eliminates it, so it makes it bearable. You can get around, walk, and survive and do a little more than what you thought you could. Now, this whole process is 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And it's good for you. It's like taking a vitamin pill for your pain. Now, you can get it by going online to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you get started with a 3-week quick start. Now, if it works for you, you don't need to do anything. They will send you an email or call you up, whatever the situation might be, and ask you if you want to continue with the same size you're getting for the price, or they'll ask you if you want to go with a 30-day supply, or if you want to go with a 60-day supply, or if you want to go with a 90-day supply. And, of course, it's just like anything else. The more you buy, the per capital price comes down. So that's all up to you as to how you want to do it. So give them a try. See what happens. The 30-day, 3-week supply, the quick start, is what they call it, is available for only $19.95 by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. And in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! $19.95, 3-week quick start. Now, the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and check it out. Okay, back to Kyle Warren here. Let me see. You couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. Laura Trump, who I think is honest as the day is long, was on a number of programs last night. I saw her on Newsmax. That's where I happen to catch her. And she said targeting former President Trump is actually going to backfire on the Dems because it's not doing anything so far.
Well, yes, I think that generally speaking, you know, we've seen Trump's popularity in the polls go up each time some other new charge has come down, been levied, or some kind of indictment. And as I was saying just earlier, yeah, we'll see if the public starts seeing this as overkill or if they think that there's something that adds up here. But either way, Trump is happy to capitalize on this at this time. And you know, Captain, I think that even the other day he said, well, I could serve as president from prison, which was a bit odd just to come out and sort of introduce that subject at this point. But generally speaking, yes, he seems to be doing well in the polls. We'll see what happens in the primaries. That's going to be the proof in the pudding. And also, I'll just add this in real quick, whether or not he goes to the debate stage. Because he could parlay that as well on the debate stage, but we'll see if he ends up going there.
Yeah, and he likes the limelight. He likes to be the topic in the center of the discussion, so I can't see why he wouldn't go to the debate just for that reason, because he definitely would be the target of all of the comments, and he'd be able to be on full display to go after these people in only the way Donald Trump can.
Well, that's right. And I do think, sort of in the back of my mind, that many of the Democrat Party elite likely believe that Donald Trump would have a harder time in the general election. And to some degree, it's kind of like, oh, no, don't throw me in the briar patch. You know, we don't want Trump to be the nominee. And so I do think that they think that they have a better chance with Trump in some cases. And it may not be the case that they think that, but I think it's worth considering because of some of the other issues that Trump may have with certain demographics.
Speaking of the briar patch, let's go down to the border. The Pentagon yesterday announced that they were going to pull 1,100 regular troops from the U.S.-Mexican border mission. I realize that they're not supposed to be, quote, engaged down there right now. That's part of the agreement that we have with Mexico and whatnot, not to have our regular troops on the border in an offensive capacity. But there are those that we're hearing all the time want to see our troops go after the Mexican drug cartels. Now, whether or not they're going to do that, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I don't know, you know, in other words, going after Mexican drug cartels in Mexico would definitely be problematic, I think. But these particular troops, I think they went in there to help with logistics I think originally they went in for a 90-day military presence back in May as well, but they're going to be reassigned at this point.
Yeah, and they went in there for communication, too, to set up communication areas where they could monitor different things that were going on.
Right, exactly.
Now, the U.S. has opened a probe into all things electric and Tesla regarding 280,000 new Tesla vehicles over steering issues. Oh, boy.
Well, that's right. So this is the NTS, the National Highway Traffic Safety
NTSB?
Administration. NHTSA, if I can say
okay,
that
right.
fast, yeah. But they've got a preliminary evaluation going on. They've got at least 12 complaints from Tesla Model 3 owners, 2023 model year, and also Model Y vehicles. One Model 3 driver said that the car steering, quote, felt stuck and slid off the road, which resulted in crashing into a tree, unquote. So, yeah, of course, obviously, you know, they're going to take this very seriously, and I would expect Tesla would be cooperating with them on this.
Now, do you remember the name Ed Rollins?
Of course, yeah, political advisor. Yeah,
and he's been around for a long time and advised several winning and losing candidates. He announced that he was quitting the DeSantis campaign, and he called DeSantis a flawed candidate.
Yeah, this is really interesting. And Ed Rollins, as you said, he's been around for quite some time, so he's definitely experienced at all this. But evidently, he said, "I don't think it's the campaign's fault at all." He says it's his. Meaning DeSantis, it would appear. He says, "I think he's been a very flawed candidate. I know some of the people around him. Some of them are good, talented people." He says, but every time he goes out to talk, he starts what he calls thinking out loud. And he says he clearly doesn't understand the game. Those are Rollins' words, not ours, of course. But interesting development. And this comes on the heels, of course, Captain, of some 38 staffers, at least so far that we know about, that have also been taken out of the campaign.
Well, we're going to find out because he's in the big league now. I'm talking about DeSantis, and you're either in it to win it or you got to get out. You have no choice.
Well, I think that when DeSantis got into it, I think that they were looking primarily to see what was going to be happening with Donald Trump. Was Donald Trump going to continue to gain in popularity? Was there going to be some other issue that was going to cause him to start to decline? That hasn't happened, and I've seen several reports about the DeSantis campaign trying to find a new strategy, a new way in, as it were. And if they can't find that, then it's going to be very difficult to get any traction.
Well, I think what they're trying to do is wait out Trump and see what happens, and Trump may go by the wayside, especially if they throw another indictment against him, because all this money, all this PAC money, is going to have to go now to defend him and to buy some of the best attorneys that he can get, because he's going to have, what, let's one, two, three, he's going to have four different legal cases going against him at the same time.
That's right, and so you're talking tens of millions
right.
just for starters, yeah.
Right, because nobody wants to do this for free or for the normal rates. This is going to be some jacked-up exorbitant rate because of everything that's involved. So hold that thought. Here comes the music. And, folks, we'll be right back with our first Trucker's Highway and Byway Report right here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Wednesday morning where the weather's not too bad where I'm at. It's 83 degrees. It's mostly cloudy. It's a humid night tonight here. So stay low, and we'll be right back.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Masked Man there, Kyle.
Yeah, that's that Dion?
No, that's Delbert McClinton.
Delbert McClinton, that's right.
Yep, yes. Standing on Shaky Ground, and that's when he had his band, and that was on the public broadcasting show down there out of Austin, Texas, Austin City Lights. And I'll tell you, the guy had a sound, a unique, deep New Orleans sound, blues, that nobody's been able to counter with. Nobody.
Well, I agree. That sounds really good.
All right, let me go up here and tell everybody. The southern heat wave continues, only this time it's a little bit more condensed over there. Texas and Louisiana, Mississippi, and maybe a little bit of Alabama, and then going up through the central Mississippi Valley up towards Kansas and Missouri. And it's a little bit more limited as to what it's got tonight, but it's still hot in that area. And, of course, excessive rainfall in the central U.S. as we've got storms and we've got flooding going on, and we're going to tell you where all that is. But Kyle's going to tell you what's going on out west. So have at it, Cutter, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. And, of course, yes, out west, we do continue now to see some of those excessive heat watches start back up, especially right now in southern Arizona. This is going to encompass Phoenix and Tucson as well. Right now, in the middle of the night in Phoenix, it's 97 degrees. And Phoenix now has had, I think, some 31 days straight of 110-degree highs. And, of course, that heat is going to continue. More is on the way, and so we're with you in spirit, everybody in Phoenix and southern Arizona right now, because that is going to be incredibly taxing. There's just no doubt about it. We also have the continuing air quality issue up near Eugene, Oregon, although now it's mostly east of Interstate 5 in that area in Oregon. But also another air quality alert that we started 24 hours ago now continues in eastern Montana. This is going to go from the Canadian border down almost in a straight line down through Missoula, and then, of course, down through Stephensville, Hamilton, and Darby down U.S. Highway 93 and stretching into a little bit of central Idaho as well. Again, this is wildfire issues and so forth. Then a quick check of our precipitation that's going on right now. We do have a little bit of rain coming across the interstate on I-70. This is west of Denver near Glenwood Springs, so be aware of that. But coming up Interstate 15 in Utah, just south of Nephi, and then also all around Provo, and now to the west of Salt Lake City, you've got a lot of rain to the west of Salt Lake and Ogden, and this is going to head on over into northern Nevada and across I-80 all the way to about Elko. So be careful out there.
Now, over the past couple of days up there in North Dakota, we've had some rain slowly move across the upper part of Minnesota, and pretty well drenched North Dakota. You've got some areas in the middle of the state up about halfway north-south in the state and about halfway east-west in the state where there is some flooding going on, some not severe, but some light flooding going on to some of the small streams and whatnot. So that's what's happened after the rain went through. But in the meantime, moving on down to Nebraska, we do have a line of storms, severe thunderstorms, and flood watches and flood warnings in the southwestern corner. That would be I-76 coming up to I-80. And it's right there in the central part of the state, about 100 miles wide and about 100 miles long, coming up I-76 from Colorado. It's also in the northwestern corner of Kansas, where we have some thunderstorm warnings and some high heat warnings as well. Now, staying in Kansas for just a second, the southern third of Kansas, from Kansas City on an angle over towards Dodge City and all points in between going towards Missouri, you've got a high heat warning. You've also got the area down there towards the border where you're going to have 100-plus degree temperatures. It'll continue down into Oklahoma, into Oklahoma City and Tulsa, and down I-35 all the way down to the Texas Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth, and it'll spread out when it gets down to Kansas, or down to Texas to include I-20 all the way across to Sweetwater and to Midland, and down to Austin and down to San Antonio and all the way over to Houston, and that'll continue on I-10 all the way from Houston to Mobile, Alabama is where you'll be in the high heat and possibly some rain. Looks like Louisiana down there by New Orleans, you're going to get some of that Gulf rain, those storms that have been known to bring some torrential downpours. Mississippi, halfway through the state, halfway up the state, halfway down the state, you've got heat advisors again. Now, we have a lot of rain tonight to talk about with flooding potentials for western Kentucky, southwestern Indiana, southern Illinois, and I'm talking about the southern stretch of Illinois, probably 50 miles north off the state line there with Missouri. And then Missouri, the southeastern corner of Missouri, to include Fort Leonard Wood, to include coming up west of the Mississippi River all the way up to the Iowa line. And when you get up into the northeastern corner of Missouri, you've got some extreme flooding going on there right now, as well as some severe thunderstorms. There's a big line of storms in there that probably are going to move to the east and affect some other areas tonight. But right now they are having some issues there in Missouri, so be careful if you're going that way. That would be I-70, I-64, I-44 on the interstate highway system. That would give you some trouble that you'd have to pay close attention to there in Missouri. Now, looking up and down the East Coast, other than some heat and other than a little bit of rain, perhaps in Jersey and Maryland and Delaware along the coastline there, I don't see much of anything to bother you. Florida's looking pretty good tonight. And, Kyle, that's quite a change from where we've been lately.
It certainly is, yes.
All right. Well, tell us about the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, where they fit into this.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people over at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program, and you can find out more about them, their amenities, all the great stuff they have for, say, RVers out there, as well as truckers and travelers. They want to be your oasis out there on the road, and find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the location nearest you, and right now, during August only, you can earn max points with the My Rewards Plus app. That's right. This August, hit max overdrive and earn up to 5 points per gallon when you fuel up with Push for Points exclusively in the My Rewards Plus app. Collect more points on the road to score more rewards.
PilotFlyingJ.com. When you download that app and you start out and use it the first time, don't you get like 10 cents off a gallon right to begin with?
We'll check on that. But basically you're going to get great offers, you're going to save money, and then you'll start earning those points. And right now there's, you can also, I believe, earn 10 cents off per gallon, using a special feature they have as well. So check them out, pilotflyingj.com.
Well, I used it, over the weekend, and, I got 5 cents off.
Very cool indeed.
But I just use it as a normal thing, and I watched the pump price reduce and go down 5 cents a gallon. Worked for me. All right.
Cool.
Hold that thought. I can hear the music coming up in my ear. Hold that thought. Kyle and I, folks, will be right back here after the top of the hour news, and the stations get a chance to pay some bills. Don't go anywhere. This is the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.